This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast adventure, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Thursday, the 19th day of February, weekend almost here. So let's keep it rolling and do the news on this Friday eve. Well, new documents have revealed more details about the federal government's planned immigration detention center at a 400,000-square-foot warehouse in Surprise. From the Politics Desk, Wayne Shutsky has more.
Documents obtained by KJZZ's The Show revealed the Department of Homeland Security purchased the warehouse as part of what it calls the ICE Detention Reengineering Initiative, a nationwide network of detention and processing centers. The plans have resulted in pushback from both elected officials and city residents, concerned about the impact the facility will have on the community. But Surprise Mayor Kevin Sarter says there is not much local officials can do to stop DHS.
And so really, from my perspective, it's about trying to reach out, coordinate, and make sure that we can get ahead of this the best that we can as a city so we can be prepared.
It's still unclear how many people DHS will send to Surprise. Parts of the document include a 1,500-bed capacity for the site, but they also refer to the warehouse as a detention center. The documents say those centers can hold up to 10,000 people. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office has published numbers on how many employees left the Bureau of Indian Affairs during President Trump's first year in office. As Gabriel Pietrazzi reports, the BIA focused on reducing its federal workforce through layoffs and hiring freezes.
The 31-page report finds that more than 800 employees were gone by last July. When such restructuring occurs, the BIA is supposed to notify tribes in advance.
Tribal leaders told us that the consultations happened after the staff reductions.
Anna Maria Ortiz is director of GAO's Natural Resources and Environmental Team.
It's resulting in the loss of a lot of institutional knowledge, and it's very hard for BIA to fulfill its mission.
The BIA did not offer a comment to GAO on its original report, but tells KJZZ it is committed to increasing efficiency, accountability, and support for tribal self-determination. Gabriel Pietrazzo, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Republican lawmakers say Arizonans can safely file their taxes without fear of having to refile later, even though state law doesn't match the tax filing guidance issued by the Department of Revenue. Also from the politics team, here's Cameron Sanchez to sort that out.
Governor Katie Hobbs struck down two Republican proposals this year to align state law with federal tax cuts approved last year in Congress. Hobbs prefers implementing only a portion of those cuts at the state level. Meanwhile, many Arizonans have filed their taxes based on state-issued guidance that doesn't match Arizona tax law. Republican Representative Justin Olson says they won't be penalized for following those instructions.
My message here today is a plain and simple and direct message, and that is that yes, Arizona income taxpayers can rely on these forms, but no thanks to Katie Hobbs.
Republican lawmakers pledged to stand united in budget negotiations with the governor to ensure Arizona tax code fully conforms with federal cuts, at least eventually. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Southern Arizona Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva spent the Wednesday morning in Eloy and Florence visiting some of the thousands of immigrants being held in ICE detention nationwide. From the Fronteras desk, Elisa Resnick reports it's Grijalva's first visit to an ICE facility since winning her election last year.
Speaking over gusts of wind outside the Eloy Detention Center south of Phoenix, Grijalva told reporters she'd come to visit a Cuban asylum seeker with advancing dementia.
Incredibly confused. Doesn't know why she's here. Thought she was going to be here for 5 days. It was heartbreaking because as we were leaving, she thought we were here to pick her up and take her home.
As the Arizona Daily Star reports, 79-year-old Julia Benitrez has been detained for the last 9 months after crossing the border and surrendering to Border Patrol agents. Her daughter, a lawful permanent resident living in Miami, has tried to get her released on humanitarian grounds, according to the Star. But those requests have been denied, part of what immigration attorneys say is a policy of blanket denials for release. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, reporting from Eloy.
Republican Senator J.D. Mesnard is backing new legislation that would make it a crime to smoke marijuana in your backyard if it creates excessive smoke that bothers your neighbors. Mesnard, a father of young children, says the bill is inspired by his own experience in his Chandler neighborhood and that sometimes he can't leave his own windows open due to the odor.
if someone wants to get high on their own, they can get high on their own. But like at the moment it's impacting other people, especially kids, that's where I take serious issue.
The proposal would expand an existing state law that makes it a crime to use a residential property to create a public nuisance. Anyone who violates that law can face up to 4 months in jail and a $750 fine. Arizona lawmakers wrestled over whether to pass a bill Wednesday that would exempt historic neighborhoods from middle housing. Kathy Ritchie has more on what happened.
Committee members heard testimony both for and against House Bill 2375, which would exempt historic neighborhoods from a state law that allows duplexes, triplexes, and townhomes in areas previously zoned for single-family homes. The decision to pass the bill was fraught for some, including Republican Representative Rachel Keschel, who said that while she agrees with the idea of local control,
I'm not sure that a protection for, you know, certain groups of people who are pushing the middle housing on everyone else but trying to exempt themselves from it, that is what doesn't set well with me. I have to be a no.
Democratic Representative Stephanie Stahl Hamilton said this measure put her and others in the, quote, crosshairs of different groups.
There's a lot bubbling. I show up to this place to work intentionally and thoughtfully. I care deeply. So if we're going to have words, let's have words. I will be voting yes.
The measure still needs a vote from the full House. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Senator Ruben Gallego says housing prices have climbed too far out of reach for many younger Americans. Catherine Davis Young has more on his efforts.
Speaking at a Tempe Chamber of Commerce lunch this week, Gallego noted the average age of first-time homebuyers in the U.S. is now 40. That's the oldest it's ever been.
For a lot of us young Arizonans, you know, it was not that uncommon for us to buy a house at 25, 26.
Gallego says as younger people struggle to build wealth through home ownership, Gen Z could be on track to be the poorest generation of Americans since the Great Depression. He's sponsoring a bill to raise the amount first-time homebuyers can take out of their retirement accounts to put toward down payments without incurring a tax penalty. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A coalition of public lands advocates and historians is suing the Trump administration, accusing it of censoring American history and science at national parks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradle has more on that.
Democracy Ford is leading the lawsuit, along with groups that include the National Parks Conservation Association. They allege that the Interior Department is ordering park staff to remove or edit out content about slavery, indigenous displacement, and climate change. They point to examples across the region. At Grand Canyon National Park in northern Arizona, exhibits on the forced removal of Native tribes were taken down. And at Glacier National Park in Montana, references to climate change and melting glaciers were removed. The Interior Department pushed back, saying it is reviewing American history exhibits. It said the lawsuit was based on, quote, inaccurate and mischaracterized information. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The family of a man mistakenly shot and killed by Phoenix police last month has filed a $25 million notice of claim against the city and the officer. Matthew Casey reports.
To file a notice of claim is a required step before launching a lawsuit. The claim in question stems from a January emergency call at a Southwest Phoenix home. The document says an arriving officer was told by multiple people that a suspect was subdued and on the ground. But despite the warnings, the officer reportedly aimed their rifle through an open doorway into a crowded living room, shouted, "Show me your hands," and fired 1 second later. The bullet fatally struck Christian Diaz as he was sitting on top of the disarmed intruder. The Phoenix police chief has apologized to his family. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, hurricane force winds hit a large swath of northern Arizona yesterday, stretching from Flagstaff to Pinedale near Sholo. Meteorologist Jake Lewandowski says 60 to 80 mile-per-hour winds left damaged infrastructure in their wake.
The gates arms that will go down to block people from the train did get damaged from the winds. Trees knocking down power lines, leading to power outages. It's pretty insane.
Lewandowski says calm weather will be short-lived after the storm dies down and snow and gusty winds are expected to move in by tonight and tomorrow. in northern Arizona. We'll get some more snow. That's actually good news. In sports, college basketball, fourth-ranked Arizona men bounced back from their first two losses with a 75-68 win over BYU last night in Tucson. Meanwhile, the Arizona State women, they lost at Iowa State 90-64. Meanwhile, the NBA, the Suns back in action, their first game after the All-Star break in San Antonio against the Spurs this evening. They'll return to Phoenix this weekend to start a homestand with games against Orlando and Portland. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Thursday, February the 19th. I'm Phil Latzman. Good having you along. Have a great day. Weekend's almost here. We'll do it again tomorrow when it's Friday.